Hello, it's Mila. I'm not afraid of flights at all. Taking a flight always means the beginning of an adventure for me. Going somewhere far, far away, discovering new places, feeling different life and getting new impressions, exciting and warm. Being in the sky is a piece of magic and happiness. Though I have a friend who is desperately afraid of flying. Despite that, his favorite TV show is Air Disasters. I always ask him why he's watching it if he has exactly the same fear. And his answer is always the same: to be informed. But the day came and he had to take the first flight in his life. He was scared to death. He got on the plane, took his seat, and started speaking to a woman who was sitting next to. He told her, "Are you afraid of flights? We are on a Boeing. It's a pretty reliable plane. But anyway, accidents happen time to time. For example, the latest one was..." The poor woman was barely alive by the end of the flight, listening to all those stories.
Well, flying is not my cup of tea, not my thing, because I'm always kind of jittery when it comes to flying, but nonetheless, I've logged more than 100 flights up to now, especially because I often go to the United States to where my wife's family lives, but I've also flown all over Europe. And I have a special anecdote to tell you. It's when I went to the United States in 2011 with both my parents, because my mom has already been to the United States 3 times. Well, they were so clumsy on the plane that put everyone in stitches. I used this expression in the previous vocal. That means that they were so hilarious that made everyone laugh on that plane. That was great. What an adventure.
Hello, it's Tatiana. There are a few thoughts about things I've missed a lot. I like flying. There is a special feeling of uniting during a flight. My international flight usually takes about 9 hours. All passengers turn into a big friendly community united by one important goal: to reach happily the destination place. As soon as an aircraft Dreamliner lands at the airport, everyone applauds with relief and joy. During the flight, passengers get acquainted with each other. It's a great opportunity to hear different languages. I prefer speaking English. We talk about everything and nothing in special. We enjoy a life communicating. I've met several good friends among the passengers. We look forward to seeing one another, despite the many thousands of kilometers separating us.
Well, flying, I have flown only once. The time was when I was flying when I went to Tunisia in 2003. I have some good and bad memories as well, because my bad memory was when we came home from Tunisia and we got a very, very strong windstorm, and the wind was sort of dropping the airplane and my stomach as well, so it wasn't a very happy feeling, and I haven't flown since then. Yes, so whenever I go anywhere by airplane, which means that I have to take some medicine before that, because I don't want to be sick again, like I did in Tunisia when we came back.
Hello, I am Lina. It is my two cents to this challenge about traveling and flying. I love this, by the way. But regarding the flying experience, one curious incident is intrusively recalling to me. Me and my significant other, were traveling to Armenia. It was spring. The weather was beautiful. The plane was ready. The country of Armenia was interesting and amazing. In a nutshell, a great adventure awaited us. Everything promised to be perfect. It wasn't so pleasant, however, as usual should be in such kind of cases. And to overcome this and keep in good memories anyway, ones have to be young parents which finally have escaped to freedom, having 10 days only for themselves. And the thing is that a back way home was lasting for 3 days instead of 3 hours. When we, being happy after nice holidays, loaded with presents which were wonderful Armenian fruits, famous grapes and pomegranates, when we arrived at the airport in the morning, we were told our flight is delayed. First announced was about 2 hours, another one 6 hours, and the last one is about 24 hours. Well, we obediently waited a whole day and a whole sleepless night. The next day we happily left Armenian land. Fruits, by the way, were still unhurt. After 2 hours of flying, we were announced about a forced landing in the city of Kyiv, which is in the middle of a distance between Yerevan, where we took off from, and Moscow, which was our destination. Another 24 hours at the airport with another night without sleeping. As a result of all this, we finally came home being really happy, but very tired and with the rotten fruits. But we still remember the travel, we consider the travel like a very successful one.